relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
I felt for a long time that he was going to lose the election. I went in April and told him that I thought he was going to lose the election. And he had, that his personal behavior, his obnoxious behavior, was turning off key blocks of voters, and he was going to lose. And on election night, I felt he was going to lose. And I was actually surprised it was as close as it was.
Yes, his obnoxious behavior led to the largest result for any incumbent president and more Hispanic and black voters voting for President Trump since the 1960s for any Republican president. That's Bill Barr. He has unveiled himself as a swamp creature. We will discuss in detail. But first, I want to welcome back in studio. It has been far too long. One of our favorite ever tag team in studio guests. It is, of course, the redoubtable, unstoppable Victoria Tunsing and Joe DiGenova. Welcome back, dear friends.
Great to be with you.
It's so good to be here.
Yeah. All right. So I was thinking as I was preparing, it's good. We're going to have a respite from all the Ukrainian insanity, the war coverage, and then we're in the green room, and that's all you guys want to talk about, because you're going to help me understand some very disturbing things happening on the quote-unquote conservative side. But first, let's talk about the big picture news item yesterday to the assembled members of Congress and the Senate. We had Volodymyr Zelensky give a 16-minute speech, closing in English with a sandwich in the middle of an amazing video. Give us your reactions. Let's start with you, Joe. Your take on yesterday's speech and the Biden response.
Well, it was Reagan-esque in many ways, because here was a great former actor, comedian, using all of his skills, including language skills, video skills. When he showed the video, it was like Reagan pointing to someone in the gallery or running a video. It was just amazing. Very well done. But when he switched to English, that was a punch to Biden's solar plexus.
Asking him to, you're a leader, now lead the West.
In English. That was a direct attack on Biden's weakness. And, of course, to watch him yesterday respond to Zelensky in such a physically weak condition. He could barely speak. He was fumbling his words. Biden, of course, is who I'm talking about.
Yes.
And it was actually pathetic.
Well, so uninspiring. Because we're giving them 395 and a half revolvers. I mean, it was there was no inspiration. And here's Zelensky.
Could have given the ones that were in Afghanistan if he'd been smart.
That
$83 billion worth of equipment would go a long way in the Ukraine right now instead of in the hands of the Taliban.
But here's Zelensky channeling Martin Luther King. I have a need. I have a need. I mean,
he had a dream. I have a need.
It was very well done. I think Zelensky scored a home run. And the reason the White House took so long for the president to speak, I think it was delayed by an hour,
yes,
is they rewrote the speech.
Interesting. That's credible.
You know, we were saying that when we were waiting for it, but if that's a rewritten speech.
Well, that tells you the quality of the team.
Pretty pathetic. Well, he is surrounded by a group of dumplings. I mean, they're just dumplings on a plate.
I like dumplings.
So do I.
Don't insult dumplings, please, on my show. All right. I was going to wait a little bit to pull out that conclusion, but let's jump there straight away. How does this pan out? Because with the F-16 for the MiG-29 backfill, which first the administration said, yes, great idea, Poland. Then Poland says, okay, we're going to fly them to Ramstein. Where are the F-16s? And then the Pentagon says, no, we're not doing it. And you actually have Admiral Kirby, a disgrace to the naval uniform, say, well, they wouldn't make much of a difference. Really? I think President Zelensky thinks it would make a difference to have, you know, a squadron or two of MiGs available to him.
Well,
talk to us about how this pans out politically in a midterm year?
Well, first of all, there's the perception of the way this quote-unquote Biden team works and just the rollout of all these ideas, what you just recounted, the incompetence, the contradictions, the one hand not talking to the other hand. What you have is incompetent governance coupled with left-wing ideology,
yes.
And that is a disaster. But they can't even get their story straight when Poland offers them an off-ramp. Really incompetence of a, just a staggering degree.
I thought that's why Kamala went over there, is to work all that out. To fix it with Poland. And
instead she laughs about refugees. I mean, just truly creepy response.
She is the toxic combination. She is a lightweight and a hot dog at the same time. And that is dangerous, not only in domestic policy when you're the vice president, but especially in foreign policy. Her inability to control her laugh at that news conference in Poland was so disgraceful and such an example of how she's just not ready and never will be.
So let me ask the obvious question here. You're both legal professionals. You've been a U.S. attorney for Washington, Joe. You've worked in the most storied parts of the political establishment.
I was deputy assistant AG.
Right, and also in the Senate with intelligence.
Yes.
How was this? Naive question, I guess. How was this person the chief prosecutor for California? I mean, just looking at the last 12 months, I'd say every single case that had her fingerprints on it should be reinvestigated and opened.
Well, ask Willie Brown how she got this.
Yeah. I know that. That's her first leg up into the system. But isn't there a requirement to have a little bit of professionalism if you're dealing with judicial matters?
See, she's never been a good lawyer. She was never a good lawyer, which is why she became a public lawyer. She thought she didn't have to do anything if she was a local DA. She didn't have to try any cases. If she was the attorney general of the state of California, she could do policy, but she could force cases to be brought. And in fact, she was an incompetent. She's always been an incompetent. And when Willie Brown said to her, take the attorney general, don't be vice president.
Yes.
That was fabulous advice. And she didn't take it. She wanted to be vice president. And now she's been disgraced. She's been embarrassed. Now, the mainstream media props her up. They say she's doing a fine job.
No, they say it's racist and sexist.
Yeah.
right. Any criticism of her is racist.
But she's clearly an incompetent.
Here's an example, and you'll appreciate it, Seb, because we've worked in Ukraine and done some things over in that area. And she says, Ukraine is a country in Europe? I mean, it's East Europe.
I will now channel. I don't do this often. I will channel the Vice President of the United States. Ukraine is a country in Europe. It's next to Russia, which is bigger. And Russia invaded Ukraine, and that's bad. Not a joke, guys. If you didn't hear it, that was her interview for an African-American podcast. I guess she has to speak down to African-Americans like they're mentally compromised?
That was just an embarrassment.
This is the vice. So let me ask you, as just American citizens, as voters, this is the person who will be president if he
croaks.
Steps down.
If he croaks.
Oh, well, no, he doesn't have to, because he gave that peculiar interview during the campaign when somebody said, what happens if you have a disagreement with Kamala? We've played this several times, and he said on camera, well, if we have a policy disagreement between me and Kamala, I'll do what I promised I'd do for Obama, which is I will come up with an ailment. An ailment?
But the president's not supposed to come up with the ailment.
There's a thing called the 25th Amendment. So yeah. when you look at the Democrat amoeba en masse, she's the next one in line.
And then there's Nancy.
And then there's Nancy. Yeah.
It's frightening.
She has no constituency, which is why she is the vice president, because she got no votes. She won nothing.
She didn't even make it to Iowa.
She dropped out.
Less than 2% in the primaries.
Just horrible, horrible performance. And you just can't make this up how incompetent she is. And she demonstrates it every day. And that's why her staff has left her. You can't work for somebody like that. Plus, she has a lousy personality. She gets angry. So I haven't heard her throwing anything at anybody
like Hillary.
Like the senator and Hillary.
Yeah.
Klobuchar?
Klobuchar.
Oh, yes, Klobuchar. Sorry, I forgot. Yes, Klobuchar.
She's the binder thrower. She's the binder thrower.
Okay, you can follow her now. She has divested herself of Twitter. She is on Getter. It's Vic Tunsing, T-O-E-N-S-I-N-G. We're talking to Victoria Tunsing and Joe DiGenova. We're going to talk about what's happening in Ukraine, the conservative response, the latest pronouncements from Bill Barr, and also the latest developments from the ongoing... hardly speed of light Durham investigation. You are listening to America First One-on-One with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, member of the Pentagon's National Security Education Board, former strategist to President Trump, author of the second book I ever wrote, most relevant to you right now. It's Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. It has a whole chapter on Russia, how Russia uses irregular warfare against stronger nations like America. Check it out. All of our gear is available at sebgorkastore.com. That's sebgorkastore.com. And don't forget, never miss an episode of America First One-on-One. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to Spotify. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka. It's absolutely free. Subscribe today and you won't miss a thing. If you haven't done so already, join us, register for our Stand With Israel tour 10 days later this year, November 30th to December 9th. We are going to the Holy Land to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth, the places that you've only read about in the Bible. We will be there on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, in Jerusalem, on the Temple Mount. We will be there in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and my Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife Debbie. Reserve your tickets today. Go to standwithisraeltour.com or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com or call 855-565-5519. Mike Lindell has a true passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. Therefore, he created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel incredible, which translates to an even better night's sleep for you. Mike's latest amazing deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a full set for as low as $39.99. And for a limited time, with any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code G-O-R-K-A. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code Gorka. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep, deep discounts on all his MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-829-8468, promo code Gorka. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. So on what day is it today? It was on Tuesday that I did. I opened the show with a monologue on what I thought was a scurrilous, disgusting, vituperative assault on Mark Levin, which came allegedly from the right, from a conservative account with 300,000 followers on Twitter, calling him a deep stater, reading Romney's talking points about the bio labs in Ukraine. I asked for your assistance, Joe and Victoria, in the green room earlier, and you helped me so much to convince me that I'm not insane, because I remember not too long ago, yes, I'm a child of the Cold War, but I remember when all conservatives hated KGB colonels. And now we have people on social media and elsewhere saying Russia was provoked, Ukraine's the problem, and the World Economic Forum this, Karl Schwab that, bio labs over here. Has the world gone insane, Joe?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's the first part of the answer. My position on listening to all these people who seem to have gone weird over this issue is I ignore them. I don't care what they think. I'm analyzing Ukraine as it is.
You gave a very succinct summary of the problem in Ukraine. Will you do it again?
Well, Russia invaded Ukraine. Ukraine is fighting back. We're supposed to help them, and we can. Now, that doesn't mean we put boots on the ground, but we give them everything we can, and we help them.
There is one aggressor here, and it's not Zelensky.
Well, there's been no evidence. I mean, this nonsense about him attacking them and going with all these irregular forces, that's all nonsense. We know that just from reading newspapers. You don't have to be an intelligence guru to figure this out. It's very simple. So all of these other reactions from so-called conservatives about why the Ukraine caused this? First of all, I have no idea what they're talking about, and I'm not going to waste any time trying to figure
it
out.
Yes, but see, I don't know. You don't do Twitter or Getter or anything.
So he's a wise man. He is a wise man. And I like this, ignore it. But Victoria, my issue is this does damage to the conservative brand. Yes. So what's your response?
I don't know. I look at these responses. I don't know if they're conservative or robots that are
But we're seeing this. We're seeing this from Madison. You mentioned it, Madison Cawthorn and others. We're seeing actual elected members with a letter R behind them doing this 1920s proto-Buchananite isolationism with a conspiratorial twist. Because let me just unburden myself once more. Even if, let's say this thing is real. I know there are bio labs there. Guess what? They're Soviet ones, Ukraine inherited, and we put money in them. Why? Because it might be useful to know what the Soviets were illegally developing in those bioweapons labs for defensive purposes. But say the most outre theory is right. We were funding labs to develop bioweapons in Ukraine. Did people forget that we had nuclear weapons pointing to Moscow for 40 years? Was that good and now this is bad?
Don't we have labs here?
We do. Of course we have defense, the biodefense labs.
Yes.
Every nation is permitted to have them.
I didn't understand the issue.
Has anybody ever heard of Fort Detrick?
Bingo!
I didn't think Victoria Nuland did a very good job of explaining.
But why would she? She's more busy blackmailing Ukrainian governments, right?
Yes.
Oh boy,
yes.
She is the worst.
That would be
she
true.
Is the worst deep stater involved.
But it was a really bad explanation because when she was through, I had no idea what she was talking about.
And that's exactly what she wanted.
I'm not sure that's what she wanted. I think she has no idea what she's talking about.
It's because, probably a combination.
Because she doesn't. I don't think she knows anything about biological weapons.
I concur.
Okay. So is there an explanation? Do we know the root of this insanity on our side? Because I know it's. I know some of them are trolls, some are fake, but some of these people are.
I told you
conservative
the,
voters.
Yeah. I told you the meme that I was
yes,
receiving.
Go ahead.
Which is. Oh, what are you don't know what you're talking about. The same people who rigged the election, meaning the liberal Democrats, are the same people who are telling you to back Ukraine. And I'm going, what? What?
Yeah, it is bizarro world.
It's irrational. It simply doesn't make any sense. And while it's interesting to try and figure out why they're doing it, it really is basically a waste of time because they're going down a road that they may not be able to come back from because it really is schizophrenic.
Does the party or President Trump not have to address it or diffuse it in some way? I want to fight it because for me, as a child of those who were oppressed by communists, I'm not going to have anybody call Putin a hero, and I will work on that day in
well,
day.
I agree with that.
Here's the way the media works. Though, Trump said Putin was smart.
He was.
He is. You can be evil and smart at the same time.
Exactly.
And sometimes, you know, Trump doesn't realize what he's saying, and he will just say he's smart, and then there's nuances all around.
Right.
But you
there's
should
no
say,
modifier. He's evil and smart or
the,
whatever.
He should say it all in the same sentence. So
they'll edit him anyway, but yes.
But so he got banged on. For a long time, even during the Russian hoax, he says Putin's smart and he likes Putin and he can get along with it. Well, Bush said that he could get along. Remember the
yes.
the reset button that Hillary
no,
did?
No. Remember Bush saying, I looked into his eyes and I saw his soul. I'm sure it was on fire. Cheney, he saw his soul.
Cheney said, I looked in his eyes and saw a KGB agent.
Yeah.
But Hillary reset with Russia, so it was fine. When
you mean overcharge.
Overcharge.
Yes, the mistranslated.
I didn't get into the long story.
Another example of great staff work.
Yes, indeed. Isn't this the reality that we are dealing with devious? I mean, you look at the Russia hoax, devious people, but also in their arrogance, also some very stupid people. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to find the word for reset for me. And I haven't spoken Russian for 20 years since I was in the army.
Yeah.
So it is a dangerous cocktail of ignorant and arrogant, no?
Yeah, as they say.
And it's a pretty basic word. It's not nuanced.
Yeah.
Right.
Lightweight and a hot dog.
There is a theme here, lightweight and a hot dog. Dear friends, we're talking to Victoria Tunsing, Joe DeGeneva. Follow them on Getter at Vic Tunsing. That's TOENSING. And don't forget, the best-selling item we have on our store today is the T-shirt of President Zelensky in his full combat gear with the message he sent to this White House when they said, we're going to send you a plane to evacuate you. He said back to Biden, I don't need a ride. I need ammunition. Get yours today at SebGorkaStore.com. All the America First gear, all the Let's Go brand and gear, everything made in America. That is SebGorkaStore.com. SebGorkaStore.com. SebGorkaStore.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I want to talk a lot about Barr, about Durham. Let's spend just a couple of minutes on the importance of the January 6 detainees still. One of them committed suicide a couple of weeks ago because of the, I guess, psychological trauma induced.
Because they were shunned. I mean, yeah. This isn't just you got to deal with the process of criminal prosecution. This is people shun you and won't talk to you. It's very frightening.
Is there anything that can be done? How do we address? Yes, we need to have elections. Yes, mm-hmm. we need to have an executive in Republican hands. But the is the rot. And as a former U.S. attorney for D.C., can the rot be excised in the judicial system in a city that 94% voted for Hillary, Joe?
Well, the conduct of the January 6th investigations by the Justice Department is truly disgraceful. The overreach, the overcharging, the vindictive nature of the response of the prosecution is very disturbing to anybody who's ever run a large United States Attorney's office. And the language that the government has been using in courts and in pleadings is really disgraceful. Now, the answer to that is a new administration, a new attorney general. It's going to be a very difficult
no,
job.
No, hearings in...
Well, that should be the first
Republicans
thing
take over.
If and when the Republicans
in the Senate.
Take okay. over the House and Senate and then have hearings on all of this. But remember, they'll be calling Biden people into hearings pending mm-hmm. the 2024 election. So they're not going to cooperate. The Biden people are going to not answer questions. But that doesn't matter. It's important to have the hearings and to go through the process. But the only way to change this is to have a new president, and because what Biden has brought in and into the Justice Department is really disgraceful.
But this started under Obama. I mean, the DOJ became one of the most, as far as I'm concerned, as a former presidential appointee, one of the most corrupt agencies or departments we have. As somebody who has been a special prosecutor, who's worked in the DOJ, who's worked in this system, yes, a president is essential. But how would you change the culture of the building at Main DOJ?
You need 8 years to do it. You wow. can't do it in a single administration. If Trump had been reelected, it would have been they could have had a way to get through this. But you have to do this over an 8-year period. It's hiring, it's reassigning people, it's changing policy, it requires a very strong person who knows the Department of Justice. Bill Barr actually did that. He knew. He was
the AG previously.
Yes, and he knew, and he was getting there, and unfortunately, he didn't get to stay because Trump didn't win. And the process is, though, it takes two terms to clean the place out, and it has become a partisan bastion. It no longer reflects what we always thought was the neutral and detached administration of justice. Very partisan, and I must say I am so disappointed in Merrick Garland, who was always a very moderate appellate court judge, and he has become a radical leftist.
Well, I think he's just a meat puppet. He just sits there while, you know, people like Lisa DeMonaco actually run the DOJ.
Run the place. Well, I think that's true.
In a puff piece that the Washington Post did on Merrick Garland this week, it said that Merrick has finally come in and gotten the politics out of the Department of Justice
and had to undo
what Bill Barr did, because he would go after people who he said were pursuing political agendas.
Right, because he wasn't going after parents at school board meetings as terrorists. That was the problem, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, you know.
So what would you do? You've worked on Capitol Hill. You understand this system. What would Victoria do with DOJ?
Well, first of all, if I am in the House or the Senate, you have to have hearings. You know, these dumb Republicans in the last administration, I would send a note to, I won't say who it was, but he was a pretty high person in the House, and say, don't you know how to spell subpoena? And he would get back to me and say, well, you ought to tell Paul how to do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what was happening. And Trey Gowdy.
Trey Gowdy's a fake, is a fraud. But even if we had subpoena power, even if we control the House and the Senate, do those investigations make a difference?
I'll tell you one thing.
They
in
can.
The January 6th investigation that makes a difference. We cannot get the information now about how many undercover FBI informants, however they had the relationship, and you know, that runs
CI,
the,
whatever.
It runs the
right,
gamut.
Right, right.
How many were there, and what did they do?
Yeah, at the moment we have officials from the Department of Justice or the FBI saying they can't answer that question, or they don't know.
They do know.
Yeah, of course they do. We're talking to Victoria Tansing, Joe DeGenova. I'm Sebastian Gorka, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Are you the healthiest you can be? Everybody slips now and again, but we need to eat vegetables. We need to eat the fruit our mother wanted us to eat. How do you do it if you're not a big fan of kale like I am? Take Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature Health in your hands. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, that provide you with 35 different fruits and vegetables, all the daily servings you need. Order today and you will get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Balanceofnature.com, and you've got to go promo code GORKA. You can call them 800-246-8751. If you want to be healthy, if somebody around you, your loved ones, your children, your grandchildren are concerned about your health, do them a favor, get the nutrients your body craves. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA. Let's go cut to.
And I told him that all this stuff was bullshit and about election fraud. And, it was wrong to be shoveling it out the way his team was. And he started asking me about different theories, and I had the answers. I was able to tell him, this is wrong because of this.
Well, that's strange. That's an interview that the former attorney general gave to MSNBC, to NBC recently from his book, which I guess you only get if you're a member of the lying legacy media, on how he warned the president, it's all BS, it's all rubbish, the election was fine. Which is strange, because somebody who sounds a lot like Bill Barr back in 2020 said this on CNN.
Yes. Individuals, cases, but as far as widespread fraud, we haven't seen that since.
We haven't had the kind of widespread use of mail-in ballots as being proposed. We've had absentee ballots from people who request them from a specific address. Now what we're talking about is mailing them to everyone on the voter list, when everyone knows those voter lists are inaccurate. People who should get them don't get them, which is what has been one of the major complaints in states that have tried this in municipal elections. And people who get them are not the right people. They're people who have replaced the previous occupant, and they can make them out. And sometimes multiple ballots come to the same address with a whole several generations of occupants. Do you think that's a way to run a vote?
So which one was lying, Joe? Was it the Barr of this week or the Barr from 2 years ago who said, this is a disaster, this election will be stolen?
I actually don't understand Bill's position on this, because he's a very bright guy. And he knows that there were constitutional and legal infirmities in the 2020 election, that governors and secretaries of state did things that were unconstitutional that only state legislatures could do.
Right.
That state legislatures ignored their responsibilities and let things happen that should not have happened. So I think he probably is separating himself from Trump just for his own need.
But that's swampquitery. That is the ultimate swampquitery.
So the Bill Barr that we knew was the Bill Barr that you just played.
The 2020 cut.
Yes, I call them mail outbound.
Plus the one who said during his confirmation hearings, yes, the president was spied on. Now, you know, that's pretty heavy duty stuff.
But this is, and I know you have a relationship with him, but the two cuts I showed are demonstrable proof that this is not an honorable man.
Well,
either he says I was wrong in 2020, or I'm wrong now. But those two cuts cannot come from the same person with honor.
The only thing that I can figure out is that he and Trump clashed so much that it was just not repairable.
But who cares about that? Either the election was what did you use this very diplomatic phrase that the election was not fragile. What did you call it? Infirmities, legal infirmities.
Legal infirmities.
He's such a pro. Either it had legal infirmities, meaning it was a double amputee, or it was absolutely fine. And it's all BS, which is what he said. BS this week.
Yeah, I would not have used Bill's description that he gave during his interviews with NBC about the election. I have no idea.
You mean the new ones? Yeah, the new interviews.
Yeah. I have no idea what he told the president and what he knew to be the facts. But the truth is, there were massive irregularities in this election.
And by the way, Joe and I know this because we worked on it.
I know. Now, I mean, you were heroes.
So now, whether or not you want to call that fraud, which we don't, I don't call that fraud. I say there were constitutional and legal irregularities.
Well, look, I'm not the lawyer, and I wasn't fighting like you were. But let me give you my tuppence as somebody who's seen the evidence that's been collected by my colleague Dinesh D'Souza. I've seen the geolocating evidence and the CCTV footage from the municipal buildings where the drop boxes were put in these states where ballot harvesting is illegal, like in Georgia. So the first thing, there is, you said this legal infirmities. Absolutely right. When you have governors and secretaries of state ride roughshod over not just the U.S. Constitution, but state constitutions like Pennsylvania that are clear that it is only the legislature that can make substantive changes to how a election is run. That's not fraud per se, but it's unconstitutional, I would say.
And Kemp in Georgia making a deal with Stacey Abrams.
To do
mail-out ballots.
But then, on the other question of when I'm shown just 5 weeks ago and they filmed our reaction, me, Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk sitting in a room having the geolocation data from the phones of the ballot harvesters in states that are illegal to ballot harvest in and showing them on CCTV footage at 3 a.m. in the morning of the election, just stuffing the drop boxes with dozens, scores of ballots. That's not infirmities of the Constitution. That's a crime.
Well, but see, here's
and
the
that's
thing.
Coming out of April, by the way, guys.
I think Bill is painting with too broad a brush in his criticism of Trump and Trump's criticism of the election. When you have mail-in ballots that are sent to everybody, that is the worst way to conduct
an
election.
It's a recipe.
That's what James Baker and Jimmy Carter said would undo democracy.
Right.
They said that mail-in ballots are the most, the way to vote that is most prone to fraud. That's their word. And in fact, they are right about that. The drop boxes are ridiculous. Ballot harvesting should be illegal everywhere. There's no way you should be able to harvest ballots. And then we're now finding out about the nursing home irregularities in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Now, everybody thought Wisconsin was going to be a joke, but the truth is, the election investigator, the special prosecutor, has written an amazing report about the illegalities that went on in Wisconsin. And he says they were substantial. We're talking about maybe tens of thousands of votes in elections that were determined by very small margin.
It was under 20,000, I think,
so
in Wisconsin.
It is not, I disagree with Bill about what, and again, I think Victoria's got it right. I think Bill just had enough of Trump. And he's just wants to.
But if you're an attorney general twice over, you don't have that option because it wasn't a one-time thing. This is an election that has to occur with regularity in America. So you made a statement 2 years ago. Now you say it's garbage. Well, what happens to the future of our republic?
But Sam,
well,
Let me just tell you how we looked at this. Because as we went around to those key states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, we found that the state legislatures were so ignorant and so lacking in...
These are Republicans.
Right, they didn't know what their responsibilities were.
They didn't know what their power was under the Constitution.
You know, we would say to them, call a special session.
Right.
And they would say, well, we've got to get the governor to do it. No, you don't. That's not what the Constitution
right.
says. The Constitution.
Right.
And even these states, like Pennsylvania, traded no down ballot voting for the Republicans, OEL, and for mail-out, I call them mail-out ballots. And they didn't, and they said, I said, why did you do that? Well, that's what the governor wanted, and he would only sign the legislation.
Wrong.
And I say, why are you having a governor sign legislation about federal elections? And they don't even understand that concept.
Question is, have they learned anything in the time since the election? We're talking to Victoria Tansing, Georgia Geneva. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Just those words, my hip pain is gone, should be reason enough for you to try this 100% drug-free product that isn't just helping me, it's helping Victoria. She calls them her Seb pills. Order yours today. The three-week quick starter pack sells for the paltry sum of $19.95. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the third week, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, Victoria, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. Do it today. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. So we need to get you guys back because it's been far too long, and because this hour has just flown by. But I have to ask, because I think most of our millions of listeners will you know, be angry at me if I don't ask the question. First things first, haven't noted, every Monday, 11 to 12 on Newsmax, National Report is where you can catch Joe and Victoria. Get the Newsmax app right now. I watch Newsmax on my phone, on my tablet. It's free. Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tansing, 11 to 12 every Monday on Newsmax. That's Eastern Time. Durham, every week it seems like something dribbles out. Some stupid statement by Sussman. Is it Sussman?
Mark Elias, Sussman.
Sussman.
All of the old Perkins Coie crew.
So something's happening. Something's moving along. But there's never a document that talks about a senior FBI official, a cabinet member, a senior DOJ. Should we be cynical at this point?
No. I just think that what Durham has done is he's taken the worst possible situation that a prosecutor can get, which is the investigation is being asked to be done too late.
Yeah.
And this should have been done immediately, but it couldn't be because of who was running the department and who was running the
Jeff
FBI.
Jeff Sessions, just to remind you.
And so the bottom line is he was given a horrible job to do. He's doing a superb job, and he's now bringing his cases. And what he has outlined is a massive conspiracy involving people in the government, people outside the government, people in the Clinton campaign.
And private individuals with contracts to control the classified data system of the White House. Victoria, somebody said to me that what Durham's doing is he's being cautious and he doesn't want to drop the hammer unless the Republicans win in November. Is that too cynical?
I think the last sentence is cynical.
No.
But I think he is cautious. That's just his personality. He doesn't have
flair. And he's methodical and thorough.
He doesn't have.
But will he allow the paper trail to go where it needs to go?
Yeah,
sure.
I think he has no problem with that. I don't think the election
has
any bearing.
Just so everybody understands, people say, well, there's statute of limitations. This is a massive conspiracy. And the statute of limitations on a conspiracy does not begin to run until the last act in the conspiracy is committed, which could have been last week.
Covering
it up. Let's say that somebody gives a statement to the New York Times that what's Durham doing is this, that, and the other thing. If they're part of that original conspiracy, those statements can be viewed as obstructive in nature and can start the statute of limitations running all over again.
Well, that makes me feel much better. Follow them on Getter at Vic Tonsing. That's T-O-E-N-S-I-N-G. That's another reason why we should have them in the studio more often, just to recharge my cynical batteries. And don't forget, it is the National Report every Monday on Newsmax, 11 to 12 Eastern. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to America First One-on-One. Wherever you are, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First. With Sebastian Gorka.
What you saw yesterday was history. Later at the lunch, just maybe you might want to watch, I'm going to be reading a poem written by Bono about Ukraine, which you might find interesting.
Third most powerful woman, person in the world, Nancy Pelosi, telling us that she's going to read a poem by Bono on the war in Ukraine. I found that earlier today. I sent it to my producer, Jeff, and what was your response, Mr. G?
I thought it really was a joke. I couldn't believe it was real.
Yeah, a deep fake. It's not. Welcome, dear friends. This is America First of the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. These are the trying times, the insane times we live in. But here we have some good news for you. It's been far too long, but two of our most popular guests here, when we used to broadcast on YouTube, they'd come on the show and we'd had half a million views for their segments within a matter of a day or two. They are back in studio for the whole third hour of the show. Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tunsing. Mike Duran from the Hudson Institute. We're going to be talking to one of the leaders of the Truckers Convoy and the Washington Bureau Chief for Breitbart.com, Matt Boyle. But first, let's stop for a second and just talk about the facts concerning Russia. Yes, there are events occurring right now in Ukraine that need to be verified. There is a lot of misinformation, disinformation, and we need to, as President Reagan said, trust but verify. But what do we know for certain about Russia? What do we know for certain about Vladimir Putin? Because some very strange things are being said concerning the justification, the precursors to this conflict, and the motivations of Vladimir Putin. For example, that Russia was provoked, that it's America's fault, or NATO's fault, or even Ukraine's fault, which is strange, given the fact that Russia has more than 6,000 nuclear warheads. How does the Ukraine undermine and threaten Russia, the largest nation in the world? Let me just leave that hanging out there. When it comes to the president of Russia, there are others who say, well, he's a good guy. Why? Because he's fighting corruption in Ukraine, which is strange, because that would mean he's against corruption. Everything we know about him, since his time in the KGB, since his position as deputy to the mayor of St. Petersburg, as prime minister to President Yeltsin, and then President Yeltsin's successor, is about being corrupt. He is, in fact, the richest man in the world, not because he earned his money fairly, but because he privatized most of Russia into his back pocket and the pockets of his friends. Or even more strange, the arguments that somehow he is a champion of Western civilization, of Christianity and family values, as if Hitler was a champion of family values because he believed that young Germans should have lots of children. Is it really too complex a mathematic formula to understand that when a bad person agrees with you on an issue, it doesn't make them good? Hitler didn't like communists. Does that make him a good man? Of course it doesn't. So let's stop and look at Russia. The things that are indisputable and the things we know about Vladimir Putin that are without question. Russia is not a democracy. It's not a republic. It's not a representative, transparent form of anything. It is a kleptocracy run by corrupt and evil men who murder those that disagree with them. Be they journalists slain on the doorsteps of their apartments in Moscow because they wrote an investigative piece about Vladimir Putin, or whether they're former members of the security services who have escaped to the West, told them everything they know about Putin's corruption, and then are killed by having polonium put in their tea in a London restaurant. This is a man who thinks nothing of killing his fellow Russians for political purposes. To all those who think that this is a war between Russia and the globalists, between a champion of the West and the evil World Economic Forum puppets, please look into the coverage of the 1999 Moscow bombings. We're going to have in studio a man who served as a bureau chief, who worked inside the Soviet Union in the 70s, and then, after the fall, worked in Moscow as a journalist, the only or the first journalist to be PNG'd, to be made persona non grata and kicked out of Russia by the Putin regime because he's a truth teller. And David Satter has written a great deal about the Moscow apartment bombings. Yeltsin was in trouble. They hadn't changed the constitution, which meant he had to leave after his maximal term. How was he going to survive, given the fact that he was at less than 2% popularity, was incredibly corrupt, and wanted to be protected by the next president? He made a former KGB colonel called Vladimir Putin his prime minister. Then he made sure that he could announce that his prime minister would take over from him in a very sudden announcement that occurred at the same time as a series of bombings in Moscow and other cities in Russia that killed hundreds of Russians sleeping in their beds. Bombings that were blamed on the Chechen separatists until the last bombing was prevented. The bomb was discovered, and individuals who worked for the FSB were arrested. The FSB being the modern version of the KGB. excuses were proffered that this was just an anti-terrorism exercise. But it is now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the security forces working under Putin's orders who placed those bombs in those Russian apartment bombs of buildings targeting Russians. Why? So there would be a state of war. There could be something Putin could represent to his potential voters as a crusade against evil terrorists that would help propel him to the presidency of the Russian Federation. So when people today say, oh my, why would Russians bomb a hospital in Mariupol? Why would they bomb a theater today? A theater that is housing women and children refugees. I say one thing. I say Moscow apartment bombings. Or if you prefer, Chechnya and Grozny, where Putin deployed the most evil of weapons against civilian targets to break the back of another population that wanted to be independent. These are just the facts of the matter, and they must inform your decisions as we look at the events occurring in Ukraine. Trust reliable, proven sources and look at the history books. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Go to Spotify right now. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka. America First. The price is right. It's free. Next, Breitbart's Matt Boyle.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.